on one hand, it seems like a really bizarre concept, except when you read the book and then it makes perfect sense.
This book has really bad elevator pitchness because it is not a complex book, but it is a finely, like, it's really interwoven themes. And the simplest thing is to understand is I had an old suit in my closet and it was emotionally really important to me. It belonged to my father. He passed away 10 years ago. And I always felt weird wearing it or trying it on. And I too said the thing that many young men say, which is, I don't want to feel like my father in a suit. And I began to question that because I missed him dearly. Why would I say such a thing? And so I began a journey, not only to explore the actual artifact, the suit itself, by altering it, but I also began to look at the history of the suit and how it relates to the conversation between generations of men. In the early history of the suit, the suit was a rebel garment that appalled priests. And they would talk about the boss, being able to see the boss of the penis, or being able to see like the cleavage of the testicle because their pants were so tight. But that's what a suit, and like everyone thinks, you know, like a suit is such a sober garment, but there's something extremely sexy about the suit, that it opens up, you know, at this lapel, which opens up, shows off your chest because you can see the tie and your shirt underneath. But also at the bottom, there's a reciprocal cutaway of the suit that actually shows off your crotch. And there's like, there's all this sort of sexual stuff going on in the suit that people just don't even notice anymore because it's just, they're so used to it. So there's a social history. There is a, what you could call a war journal of my alterations of the suit. And at the same time, my life had just developed in the way that I was also apprenticing as a tailor. And it's a memoir of my father and the memories I have. So it is like a suit, a very complicated set of parts that are brought together in an elegant, seamless way, it would seem, like a good suit.
You almost do a CSI kind of, almost an autopsy on the suit. I think consciously you think you're just retailoring a suit, but you're doing way more with that suit.
Well, it is a grim metaphor to use, but you do move across the suit somewhat like a body, and the connection is really close. That suit is intended to be my father's burial suit, but my father's body had decomposed so much because they were very unsure during the autopsy about why he had died. So when we had the opportunity to dress him or to deal with the issue of burial, you know, it was impossible. His skin was, like the texture, everything about him was going off, and he literally could have fallen apart as we dressed him. And the open casket would have been frightening and didn't look like my father at all. So that suit, in many ways, has this CSI, this relationship to my father's even deceased body is very close. And so I do move across the suit as a terrain to investigate. It's kind of a crime scene for me in a way, because why was our relationship so rough? Why was he so violent to my mother? How did I feel? I had forgotten so many memories, and the suit uncovers those memories, and that's what CSI is. It's a murder mystery. All murder mysteries are about regaining the past and beginning to understand exactly what had happened. And so I often think of The Measure of Man as a murder mystery. What killed my father? What killed our relationship? And by going over the body, I begin to cobble together not only the social history of the lapel or the social history of the pocket square, but I also begin to uncover and rediscover things I've forgotten about my father, and the moments and times that we had together, and the character and the quality of those feelings. I remember wrestling with him. I'd forgotten about boxing with him years ago, and that was really a definitive break in our relationship because I knocked him out, and I felt that I had surpassed him somehow. And to look down on your father, literally on the ground, but also to look down on your father in esteem, is an awful experience. And I'd forgotten about all those things. And working over the suit was like working over the body of my father or the memory of my father. And so, yes, it is. There was a crime, and the crime was that we were not closer than we should have been.
The suit is now altered, and you're happy. Well, are you happy with it, or is it still a work in progress?
It's still a work in progress. I feel my relationship, I'll never feel settled with the suit as long as I don't feel settled with my father. And I actually have no expectation to feel really resolved with my feelings for my father.
Did writing this help?
It's a funny thing. The book is a snapshot of feeling and of understanding and working through. But the book ended, but I don't know how my feelings could stop feeling different. Because, you know, you can ask me 5 hours from now how I feel about my father, and I'll give you a different answer. And so it's a snapshot of a sense of closure, a sense of resolution that I dearly want, but and maybe I can feel it every time I read that, that final chapter of the book. But I think that my relationship with my father is really still dynamic, even though he's deceased, and how I feel about him. And the more I learn about him and how I change and how I age changes the way I feel about my father's legacy, all the good and the ill that he brought on us. And so that makes it difficult to, you know, the book is static. I'm living and breathing the memory of my father still. And so it's hard to just freeze it into a moment.
Have you had that shaving moment in front of the mirror where you bend down and you just kind of glance up and your father's in the mirror for just a second and you kind of go...
I'm shaking my head because it's not a moment anymore. It feels like extended hours and hours.
Wow.
I think part of what drove the writing of the book is I was asking myself, will I become my father? You know, a man who was violent to my mother, a man who literally drank himself to death. And I look in the mirror and that's all I can see is my father. And so trying to work my way around that tight mirror image, that really like nearly lockstep tracing of his face on my face, that palimpsest of him over me or me over him, really hard to avoid now.
The book is The Measure of a Man, the story of a father, a son, and a suit. I've been speaking with the author J.J. Lee, and J.J. Lee's The Measure of a Man, published by McClelland and Stewart.